Hello, everyone out there in podcast world. You are listening to the Service Business Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Tersh Blissett. This is the podcast for the service business owner, the service manager, and technicians who are considering becoming business owners. My goal with this podcast is to ask the questions that you didn't know to ask from industry experts. Sometimes they're CEOs of businesses. Sometimes they're just really good at sales. With that being said, let's get started with today's interview. Okay, so on today's show, we are going to talk a little bit about the school that Justin was just at. Recently, he went to a class. It's about a week-long class, and it's aimed towards people who haven't ever been service techs before, and basically training them how to do a maintenance, how to do your basic maintenance. It's a cram course for sure. So it starts first thing in the morning, 7:30, I think, is what time they get there. And then they get home, or they get back to the hotel at like 8:45, 9 o'clock. And all day long, they're just training nonstop. So they're cramming years worth of knowledge into a little over a week's worth of time. So it is a crash course. And so at the end of the day, actually it wasn't the full end of the day. It was during one of their breaks, right whenever they're having dinner. I called Justin and he debriefed me on that day and the day after while we were recording. And so this is just the first 2 days of the class and going over that part of it. And we'll have another episode where we're actually debriefing about the entire class and everything he learned in the school. Also, I talked to Jerry Hall, who is the owner of the school and the owner of an AC company up in Atlanta. And it's a brief conversation, so I will work my way into editing that into the next episode, because it'll be too short for just me to release it just as a podcast episode. So it's a little bit of back end story as to why he started the school, which obviously it's a given that we need this in our industry for sure. So with that being said, I want to introduce to you Justin. He's one of my service technicians and a very important part of our company. So let's get started.
What's that?
I said I stepped away from the computer, and then that's whenever you signed on. So what's going on? How was the class so far?
Stupendous. It's not a bad time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you learning more than you did at any other class? Or?
Yeah, definitely a lot more on the technical side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what did y'all go over today?
We just went over like pulling a good vacuum and recovery methods. Some of it is doesn't really pertain to me because I've already got my EPA certification. But
oh, so they're like training people to do the EPA test or pass the EPA exam?
Yeah, and there's been quite a few changes to the EPA certification as of this year. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to hear now. So,
So with the vacuum side of stuff, is it just like EPA stuff, or is it like the stuff that you hear from Brian?
No, it's technical stuff as to how to pull a quicker vacuum, making sure that all your gaskets are good and tight before you make the vacuum, just taking care of your gauges, whether they be analog or digital. I brought my probes in today for a little show and tell. Yeah, there's one guy from Missouri that's never even heard of them or seen them before. So
that's cool.
Yeah, when I busted those bad boys out, all of them were had wide eyes and were like, "Wow, you work with those?" So, it was pretty cool to see everybody.
You're gonna have that.
Even the teacher said that he didn't have any yet, and he was trying to figure out which ones he wanted to buy. And I think at this point, I got him leaning towards the field pieces. So,
did you talk to him about the Measure Quick app?
Yeah, I showed him all that. We actually used the return and the supply probes to check a 22 unit that we had recovered the refrigerant from, and was trying to dial in the subcool. But I couldn't use the whole system because, one, they were using his gauges to put refrigerant back in, but two, they were having the same issue that you had the other day where they wouldn't actually link up to the app. You could just view them under the toolkit.
Weird. I wonder if it's like an update that just happened or something.
It did update right before I tried to add those. But when I've used, then this wasn't my kit either. This was the one that was in that van that I brought up here. So okay. They're brand new probes, but mine, when I used them last week, linked up fine. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's not even the same kit that I had, because we have another set that I have in my truck.
Yeah. I had to put the batteries in these and all. So
yeah. Oh, okay. So Alan had never even tried using them.
Not even once. I don't know what them things right there do, but I ain't having no part in it. Voodoo witchcraft.
What was your class over yesterday?
Just the basics. Kind of stuff that I've already learned.
Okay.
In the field. Some of it was interesting. The end of the class, when Jerry came in and talk to us a little bit about sales and, you know, not saying no for the customer. Cause you know, we don't really know what they got going on. So it's not our place to kind of determine what their deal is before we even know. So we just let them take care of that. And we just ask them some questions, because, you know, they can say yes if we ask, but they can also say yes or no if we ask. So we got to do one or the other to figure out. And let them figure out which one they want to say. So,
did you find the part where Jerry was talking beneficial?
Yeah, just as far as like the mentality of it, and not to think too much, and
don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Now will he be doing that every night?
No, tonight. Actually, David's wife, Samantha, she'll be speaking to us and kind of going over the psychology of it all in a little bit more detail.
So what does she do?
I'm not sure what her actual position with the company is. I think it's just that part of it is she teaches that part of the class.
Mm. Okay.
And then we went over our Wunderlich assessments yesterday afternoon also.
Is that what got sent to me? I seen an email.
Yeah. The one that said I'm pretty much a psychopath.
That you failed everything.
I've passed with flying colors, guy. He said I was, according to the test, I was too honest, and that he would like a little more dishonesty, actually. It was kind of weird. He's like, you're at a 10. I usually like people at more of an 8. And I'm like, what? I don't understand how that makes any sense, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that now.
And then I needed to be more passionate about things, and that I needed to want, approval more? Approval? I forget how they worded it on the paperwork, but what is it? Need for recognition. I don't have a need for recognition, and according to the test, I should have more need for recognition.
You know, it's funny, because that's how I was whenever I was a tech, and I didn't care. As long as I got a paycheck, like I was money driven. I didn't need the recognition or nothing hanging on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need a customer to tell me good job for getting their system to work right. That's right. What I was there for in the first place.
Huh. I wonder what his thoughts are on that thought process.
He didn't really have any, I guess, negative comments about that.
Mm-hmm.
He did say that I needed to be more passionate, which is the first section if you're looking at that graph.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so, which is, you know, I can understand that. Sometimes we get a little lackadaisical in our goals and ambitions.
Yeah.
And so, and then that was part of what he spoke on when he was speaking was to live every day like full throttle, full on, and not waste any time trying to get to where you want to be in life.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he said, you know, that's part of the reason why he doesn't drink and stuff is because he don't want to be hungover because it's just waste of time. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know.
Do like a little sippy sip. Sip.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm excited to hear the psychological stuff that she's going to talk about. And I don't know if it's going to be like in-depth psychological. I think it's more, oh, and another thing he said last night too, I just thought of, that it takes 90 days to kind of reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
To gain new habits and stuff like that. So if you're going to do something, you got to do it for 90 days or else you're just not going to follow through with it. So that was interesting, but I think she's going to compound on that tonight and just be more descriptive as to like training your brain to think more outside the box and not be negative towards yourself.
So overall, you think the class worth it?
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
And especially for like somebody who's super green that doesn't know anything about HVAC. We have 3 or 4 of those people in there now, and it's a class of 9. So we have 1 business owner and 1 of his techs, and then 2 techs that actually work for Assured Comfort, and then a tech from Maryland, and then 2 techs from Greenville, South Carolina, who are currently installers, but want to be better installers and work their way into being a service technician.
So with that, is that the only class they offer, or do you know? Do they have a more advanced class?
Yeah, they have an advanced electrical class that they're offering.
Oh, okay.
And then they're in the process of trying to create more advanced learning classes because they're constantly getting requests for it. So, but like, you know, you got all those kids in the class, and then there's me that already knows everything. So I'm just trying to not overteach the teacher. You know what I mean?
Right. Trying to fall asleep, be bored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause chaos in the class.
Yeah. I almost had world hunger solved, but then I fell asleep on accident. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. But like, the business owner from, Kansas City, Missouri, he didn't know about, pumping down microtranel coils. And
really?
So, I brought up the fact that you can't pump those down. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, dude, they'll explode. You know, if you try to pump them down too hard and, or, you know, you pump the whole charge in there. And he was like, I didn't know that. And I said, well, at least you learned something out of this class, huh? Because it's funny watching him and the teacher, because he's been in it for 25 plus years. And the teacher's been in it for like, I think 22, 20, maybe 25 also.
Yeah,
but they just keep talking to each other pretty much, and it's all of us kids that don't know nothing, just sitting there like, oh really? Huh, that sounds like it sucks. Yeah. Oh wow, that sounds fun. Okay, well.
Yeah, I know exactly not what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, okay, well, if we could get back to learning, you know, that'd be great.
I'm gonna have a phone call here in a little bit, and I'm gonna have to tell them that I did something. So. Chop,
yeah.
Chop.
Yeah, I gotta have something to show for this. I better be able to pull a vacuum or something. Read my gauges. I need to learn something.
Did they talk any more about the pay and how that worked?
Oh, for like your bonuses or whatever?
Yeah.
No, I asked them one-on-one about that, and pretty much just for every 1,000 that you make the company, they give you 3,000 back.
100,000,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, make $1,000, you give me $3,000. Hey, yeah, whatever. Why did Icebound close again? I'm not really sure. Yeah, so every 100,000, you get a check for $3,000, and every maintenance that you get, you get like a $5 spiff. But as far as other spiffs go, they just did away with them because it was the technician's job to keep up with it, and it was just a nightmare for them, I suppose, because, I mean, they do so much volume here because of their location and all that good stuff.
I'm curious how they get the guys motivated to sell 400,000. It can't just be the 3,000 for every 100,000. I mean, there has to be another motivator for that, because most techs are, I mean, they max out like 200,000 per year in service sales. And they have some guys that have only been doing it for 18 months and they're doing 450,000.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. And then, you know, they have an in-house school for this company too. And like right now they have two of their techs in here,
mm-hmm,
who this is part of their job right now. All right, just go to school and make sure you learn something. And they're going to put them on strictly maintenances. They won't work on any systems that are older than 5 years. And the way they do things as far as that is, the dispatcher, when she gets a customer on the phone, she asks them, how old is your system? And if they can't tell her, then she walks them through the steps of being able to inform her.
Like, so they have to go outside and read her the model and serial number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a right tech right call system, to where one, it's based off a location initially, but say it's got something to do with a commercial unit and you're more honed into working on commercial units and I strictly do like refrigeration or residential, then they would send you before they would send me, even though it's out of your buffer zone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are they going to talk to you?
With that also?
Well, I was going to say, are they going to talk to you any about upsells, like for the new guys? I mean, or is that something that they're not going to even touch on?
I'm not sure. I mean, I still got 3 more days. So, and I think this evening may be part of the upsell aspect of that too, but just, you know, not being scared to ask. So,
yeah. All right, cool. Well, I'll let you go so you can go eat dinner.
Sweet, because I'm starving.
I don't know why you're starving.
Kid's got to eat frequently. Yeah, I don't know either. They messed up because he's got like a big ass box of snacks sitting over in the corner. And he's like, yeah, just whenever you're hungry, grab a snack. And I have no shame. I just walk over there and grab snacks every 30 to 45 minutes.
You're going to come back all fat, can't get in the attic. Like, what in the hell? How are you supposed to do any work? I just paid for you to go to school so you can be
fatter
better tech.
Is the key, is the word fatter, not fat. Wasn't skinny when I drove up here, Turf.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
You say it enough with your eyes.
Julie's got me on this diet, and the first
How's
2 days.
Working out for you?
Well, today I haven't cheated at all. But the first 2 days, I was starving to death. And so
even with 6 meals?
Yeah, man, 6 meals.
6 fuelings or 7 fuelings altogether?
No, it's 5 fuelings and then a lean and green. And
oh,
yeah. So I've had like a salad like the size of my upper torso and then finish eating it. And I'm like, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, my body chews through salads like it ain't no joke, so I feel you on that.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess text me after your class tonight and let me know how it goes.
All right, cool.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Service Business Mastery Podcast. So as you can tell, Justin and I, we joke around a lot, there's a lot of sarcasm in there. I don't know if you picked up on it. If he said anything negative about the school, he was 100% joking. So I don't want you to perceive him as not having a good time or learning anything. That's his way of expressing that he is, in fact, learning things. So on the next episode, as we record more episodes about the class that he went to, I'll be sure that he conveys in a less sarcastic way that he's getting stuff out of the class and what he's getting out of the class. So, and then there's things that you heard in that episode that they do to help incentivize their client or their technicians. And I'm always curious as to what works with different people. That's not how we do things. We don't do it the exact same way that they do it. And so I was curious as to what would work in different scenarios. And honestly, I find that there's so many different businesses that do things so differently that you can even take a little bit of that and put your own twist on it. And it might work best for your group of guys or your group of gals. And you may find that it might be just that little nudge that they need to help generate some revenue to keep the books good, looking good and everything. So as you'll notice in future episodes, we do talk about upsells because it's just a part of our industry, you know, making the offers, whether you call it an upsell or just offering everything to the client that they need, you know, tomato, tomato, honestly, in my opinion. So with that being said, thank you again for listening to this episode. Let me know your feedback if you have any questions or anything. It was week before last that Justin actually went to that class, and he got a lot of great, great stuff out of the class. So I look forward to having him share more about what he got out of the class. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Until then, have a great day, and don't forget to send us a review. Write us a 5-star review if you felt we deserved it. We'll talk again soon.